listener production.
Lee Jollo with you. Last night's stabbing of a bishop during a live stream church service from Western Sydney has been declared as a terror attack. Police Commissioner Karen Webb says authorities were called to the horrific scene just after seven last night.
Police responded and arrested a young person. Subsequently, at 1:35 a.m. this morning, after consideration of all the material, I declared that it was a terrorist incident.
Police officers were injured and patrol cars damaged as around 2,000 angry people gathered outside. The Tassie state government is getting on with delivering the promised 78 more paramedics over the next 2 years, but it's still short of what Ambulance Tas is calling for, 87 by 2026. And the Health and Community Services Union's Robbie Moore says we need more people to teach the next wave of first responders.
One of the disappointing elements to this announcement was that they didn't put on more support staff and more training. We need to see more educators in the system so that we can bring on more paramedics.
Two more people have been discharged from a Sydney hospital after being injured in the Bondi Junction stabbing attack. Six people, including the nine-month-old baby of victim Ash Good, are still being treated. Six people were killed in Saturday's tragedy. A woman has been charged with assaulting a three-month-old baby. Emergency services were called to the Tryabunna address early yesterday, finding a portable cot had been flipped. The 36-year-old was later arrested. She's not thought to be the mother. And Tassie Labor leader Dean Winter will announce his shadow cabinet today. To sport now, and amid rumours of discontent at the kennel, Bulldogs coach Luke Beveridge will front the media this morning ahead of Thursday's crucial clash against St Kilda. Newsbreaker Jay Clark telling listeners Footy Talk podcast, Bevo's position is under scrutiny.
So now the club and the board are looking at that. They've got spot fire over here in the playing ranks, maybe in the locker room. They've got to have a look at the coach. It's just a massive period of assessment.